بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إنما ستكون بعدي أثرة وأمور تنكرونها. قالوا: يا رسول الله، فما تأمرنا؟ قال: تؤدون الحق الذي عليكم وتسألون الله الذي لكم. متفق عليه. So in this chapter of making sabr and the various aspects and occasions and how we must make sabr and what the great rewards of sabr will be. Sabr is one great quality that we have to develop within us. Today we are all very hasty, we want things almost immediately, we are not prepared to make sabr on anything, and we find excuse that for how long must I make sabr? That must I still carry on making sabr? But sabr is a very great quality with regard to which Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah Ta'ala is with those people who make shukr. So when Allah is with a person, then what more does a person want? You will find great solace and peace in every way. So with regard to that, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّهَا سَتُكُونُ بَعْدِي أَثَرَةٌ. That after أَثَرَةٌ, that after me, after I leave this world, then you will find that there will be discrimination. That is, the rulers of the time, they will not treat people fairly, they will discriminate. There will be despotism, people will give preference to like the family people and won't give a fair chance to everyone. In other words, there will be lot of favoritism. وَأُمُورٌ تُنْكِرُونَهَا. And there will be also other matters which you will dislike. In other words, things are going to deteriorate after me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and things are not going to be right. Every person won't get his right. What is his right, he won't get it. There will be unfair favoritism. And favoritism in itself is not harmful also. As Allah says, تِلْكَ الرُّسُلْ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. Allah Ta'ala gave preference, favored some Rasuls over the others, gave them higher position. But when favoring, there must be a good reason for favoring. Giving preference to somebody, there must be a good reason for giving preference. It must be a proper, solid reason why you give preference to somebody over others. And unfair favoritism, that a person doesn't deserve a post. A person doesn't deserve a position and you give him that position, then that is totally wrong. And that is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned it will happen, and we have seen that it has happened, it is happening even presently. And also many other matters, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what you people will not like, all the mismanagement, all things going wrong, all that will happen. So the Sahaba then asked, Ya Rasulullah, فَمَا تَأْمُرُنَا. And when that will happen, what is your command? How must we behave? How must we react? What must we do at that time? Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, تُعَدُّونَ الْحَقَّ الَّذِي عَلَيْكُمْ. What you have to do, what your duty is, you fulfill your duty. What you are responsible for, you fulfill that. وَتَسْأَلُونَ اللَّهَ الَّذِي لَكُمْ. And what is due to you, and your leaders are not giving it to you, you ask Allah Ta'ala for that. You beg Allah Ta'ala, you make sabr in other words. What you have to do, make sure you are doing. And what is due to you, you don't have to demand it. This is the advice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You beg Allah Ta'ala for it. And when Allah will give it to you, Allah will give it to you more better than what your leaders also can give. There is lot of explanation to this amongst this, like lot of common things which we find today are disputes between husband and wife. And yeah, both of them want that what is due to them. They want their rights. and nobody thinks of fulfilling the other rights. In the light of this hadith, the husband, even if the wife is not fulfilling his rights, he must make sure he is fulfilling her rights. And what his rights are, he should beg Allah Ta'ala. The wife, she feels that the husband is not fulfilling her rights. So she should fulfill the rights of the husband. And her rights, ask Allah Ta'ala. Everywhere that principle applies. And if we adopt that, then any person, no matter how hard his heart is, he will also soften up. This person is doing everything for me. I'm not treating this person properly. I'm ill-treating him, etc. But still, he's fulfilling all my rights. And many, many cases are narrated where then the other person who was being wronged, the person who was wronging the other person, that person actually became like a slave of the other person when they fulfilled the rights of those people. And we ask Allah Ta'ala for that husband or wife, particularly more it is the wife, her rights are not fulfilled. If she gets up for tahajjud, for example, her du'as, she's begging and crying to Allah, and then definitely Allah Ta'ala will see that her rights are fulfilled. Either Allah will make her way out from that marriage, or even more better, Allah will change the heart of her husband and he will now fulfill all her rights. So there are other explanations also, but basically when our rights are not fulfilled and we feel we are being treated unfairly, then we must make sure that what we have to fulfill, we are doing properly. Like for example also, in a work situation, just one example, there are so many people who feel, my boss is not paying me properly. He's not giving me my full wages, I work so much. Many a person starts stealing from the boss, which is wrong. He feels it's my right. I'm working, my boss is not paying me properly. What he should do is do his work properly. And what is his right, the boss is not paying him properly, he should beg from Allah Ta'ala. Very soon, in this case, the remedy which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave, it works. And then that boss will also become soft and he will see that he pays him properly. So in all these cases, wherever we are not being treated properly, our rights are not being fulfilled, first and foremost, make sure we are fulfilling the rights of the other party. Secondly, beg from Allah Ta'ala. Turn our attention to Allah Ta'ala and see how Allah's help comes and how Allah will make things fully in our favor. May Allah give us all tawfiq.